I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
It's never the conversation you want to hear at 8:59 and 58 seconds.
What are we doing here?
Occasionally.
What do you want to do here? What do you want to do here?
Well, Paulie does a great job of planning out the show.
Yeah.
And we got rundowns and we got lots of ideas. And then Friday comes along and we've been on the air all week.
Throw it all away.
Six straight losses.
Get to 8:59 and 58 seconds.
What's that thing Darren Smith was talking about? What is it?
Shavasana. Oh, the Shavasanas. You got to get all the way on the ground, which is hard. But I can. If it just requires leaning back in the chair and relaxing, I don't. That's
5 minutes.
Just breathe.
Everyone in, out there, take a breath.
Deep in. Deep breath out. In and hold.
Stop talking.
Shut up.
Feel better already?
That's good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, slow it down every now and then.
Very
much. Oh, now that. I'm ready.
I love that music, man. I really should start playing that stuff when I sleep. That kind of music. I watched Heat last night, falling asleep. That's not ideal. Just gun violence and shootouts.
Do you
get
bad dreams sometimes when you watch something violent or...
No, not really.
It doesn't usually change, I don't think, my dreams. Like, oh, I was just dreaming. I was just watching that show and then I started dreaming about that.
Yeah. No, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I did have a weird dream last night, but I can't remember it. But I meant to bring it up today, but I forgot on the way, so...
We've done a little bit of dream analysis, I think, in
the
past.
We have, yeah, we have.
A lot of my dreams are about being chased.
Yeah.
And I think, I can't remember what that is significant
of. That means you're a pervert.
I don't think so.
I think we drilled it down.
Underlying anxiety and the desire to avoid difficult situations or emotions in waking life. All right, well, there you go.
Yeah. So good. Yeah, my wife goes, you're going to watch Heat right before bed. I go, yeah, what? It's my favorite acting performances of all time. Tom Sizemore, my favorite in that movie.
I was watching one of the Final Destination movies other night because the new one just came out, and I enjoy those movies. I was watching it was relatively close to bedtime, and Megan just goes, are you insane?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how many creepy different ways can you die? That's what we're doing right before bed.
Chris said he watched Goodfellas the other night. Yeah, I've been in a real mob kick and watched some Sammy the Bull Gravano documentaries, and so that's kind of what I go to sleep to every night. I'm not good. I fall asleep with my AirPods in every night with a movie playing.
So when I was younger, I almost always would fall asleep with the television on.
Yeah.
But definitely in recent years, I watch TV or late into the night, but there will come a point where, okay, now I know I'm tired enough, and yeah, I will turn it off. And
nothing on your phone or
nothing
anything?
Nothing on my phone, man, and it's just straight to sleep. But I fall asleep usually within a minute or two once I do that. So I'm always ready to go when it's time.
Well, I like that the game is, 4:15 tonight?
4:15.
4:15 today. Get it over with. Still have a Friday night.
It's somewhat odd on the start time. So 4:15.
Okay. Yeah, I saw this is weird.
Today, Nick Pivetta against Chris Sale. Really good pitching matchup. And then tomorrow, I saw on the TV broadcast they had it listed, because they messed me up. On the TV broadcast, it was listed as 7:15, then 1:10 and 1:10. And I go, oh, are those Eastern times? Because it's not 7:15 Pacific, obviously.
No, they're not playing
they're
here
not playing
at 10:15.
10 o'clock in Atlanta. So. But tomorrow's game's actually 1:10 our time, not East Coast time. So they're starting at 4:10, and the same on Sunday as well.
That's the one that really got me.
It's not an afternoon game. It's kind of a late evening, or early evening, late afternoon game in Atlanta. So instead of the getaway day where you'd expect to play at 10 in the morning our time on the East Coast and then fly home, they're starting 3 hours later, and we couldn't understand why.
Are they on Sunday Night Baseball?
No, that would be a 4 o'clock start our time.
Oh, yeah.
This is starting at 1 o'clock.
That's what I thought too. And I'm like, all right, I know things aren't going well for us this week, and sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way. And I'm like, is everybody against us?
No,
are the schedule makers against us? We have to fly, 6 hours back, 5 hours back, whatever it is from Atlanta. And that game starts at 4 o'clock Eastern, so they're going to be flying all night, and then they got to play the Marlins on Monday. No,
at five,
no off day.
At 5:40, by the way.
Yeah, an hour earlier. So I'm like, why the hell do they not get the getaway time?
I don't know.
Makes no sense.
So I don't think they're that close. Atlanta FC, I believe, plays at home at
on
7
Sunday?
That night on Sunday. So, but why wouldn't they want to make it earlier then if you were the Braves? I totally don't get that. Maybe that's something Adam Klug can know as the Braves fan
aficionado.
Growing up, is how they decide on their start times.
Don't the Dodgers do that too? They have those late games.
The Dodgers will on the midweek getaway days when everybody else plays in the day,
they
let the road team get out of town.
Yeah.
They will make you play a night game because in LA they rarely do midweek day games. I guess they just feel like the downtown traffic and everything would be too much of a nightmare. So they only generally play night games during the week.
And you saw it last week with the Angels in town because, well, they didn't have to go that far.
Right.
They weren't flying across the country.
Right.
The Padres are.
Hmm. Interesting.
And have to play on Monday. It's Memorial Day. It's an early start.
So they're going
to
get in at like,
isn't
what,
even
two,
an early
two,
start on
morning?
Monday? What's
5:40.
Yeah. So you got to fly back late. You know, not middle of the night late, but late on Sunday.
And
you
got
an earlier start on Monday.
Yeah, pick up 3 hours on the way back. Yeah, listen. You just got to win. Really, I mean, honestly, like you can't lose.
Well, it won't
series.
Affect them on Sunday. I mean, yeah, they got to win either way.
Yeah, you know, you should get a win.
It's the turnaround on Monday.
Yeah,
kind of. Why are you forcing us to shorten our turnaround on Monday?
Got the Miami Marlins in town next week, so yeah, that should be a bit of a soft landing. But you know, I'm not going to be so bold as to say. That the Marlins can't go out and beat the San Diego Padres, especially the way that they are playing right now.
There's no dodging good pitching in Atlanta. I think all of their starters are pretty good, but you are missing both Spencer Strider and A.J. Smith-Shawver in this series, who's been really good lately. Game two will be Michael King against Grant Holmes, and then game three is Dylan Cease against Spencer Schwellenbach.
Good.
So that's your pitching matchups.
Yeah, we got the big guns going in Atlanta, man. And yeah, you got to find a way to salvage this and get back in the win column because, you know, 0-6, you can't turn into 0-9, you know, Benny, in the last nine games. I don't want it for them. But yeah, I mean, look, there's still plenty of time left to right the ship. Hopefully this is the lowest that it gets. But yeah, as Schilt mentioned, never had a six-gamer. Here under Mike Schilt, the first six-game losing streak for him. He did look a little, kind of sounded and looked a little bit. I don't want to say rattled because I don't think he gets really rattled, but that's not something he wants to continue.
We did all agree with his comments when he said those are the kind of games that get you out of it. It would have been even better had they won it. That would have been the perfect game to get out of it. Clutch hits, home runs, big win at the end. They were this close to having, you know, the complete day to get you out of it. But certainly the process of, you know, battling to the end and hitting a couple of big hits and getting some hits with runners in scoring position and extra innings likely is going to help them mentally going into this series.
I sure hope so.
But they still have a six-game losing streak that's hanging over their heads.
That's right.
Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Rockies are just so, so bad. They got shut out by the Phillies 2-0. They have lost 5 straight. That's nothing for them at this point. They lost 17 of their last 19. Mm. And now at, 8-45, it's the worst start since 1895 in Major League Baseball.
Did they beat the White Sox? Like, will the White Sox be the worst team in history for just one season
only? It may be a one-season-only record for the White Sox, the way the Rockies are going. Bud Black is probably laughing as he's listening to this program this morning,
yes.
Hopefully.
Hi,
morning,
Bud.
Doesn't have to be there anymore.
Not my circus, not my problem.
The New York Yankees swept the Battle of the Boones as they beat the Rangers 1-0 yesterday behind Carlos Rodon's 6 innings of 2-hit ball. Yorbit Vivas accounted for the only run of the game with a solo home run in the 5th inning for the Bronx Bombers. Guardians got a really good pitching performance by Tanner Bibee. They shut out the Tigers 7-0. Astros beat the Mariners 9-2. George Kirby, good news for the Mariners, came off the IL, made his first start of the season, did not perform well, though, loses his season debut. And the team the Padres are about to face, the Atlanta Braves, lost in 10 innings to the Washington Nationals 8-7. Believe they lost both games in the series and one was rained out. Of note, though, in that game, Robert Hassel III made his Major League debut for the Washington Nationals. Former Padres prospect got his first 2 big league hits and scored the walk-off run on a single by Amed Rosario in the bottom of the 10th inning.
They've really milked that trade very well to their favor, haven't they?
You know, it's funny because there's been a lot of revisiting of it. You know,
so much.
With James Wood off to a good start, C.J. Abrams is C.J. Abrams, and now Robert Hassel III is in the big game. Mackenzie Gore has had a good year. There's a lot of revisiting of that, and I think the narrative is starting to change. Did the Padres make a big mistake? You know, renting Juan Soto, didn't get what they expected out of it in 2023. Did get to the playoffs and made a nice run with him in 2022. You can't take that away.
No doubt.
Got to the NLCS and, you know, had a chance to win a World Series that year. And we all loved what they had in 2023. It didn't work out. AJ then made the most of what was left by trading for 2/5 of his starting rotation now in Michael King and Randy Vasquez. Got a good season out of Kyle Higashioka that helped them get to the playoffs last year on the back end of that trade. And, of course, parlayed Drew Thorpe into Dylan Cease. So, in a way, you can say he got 60% of his current starting rotation out of that trade, flipping Juan Soto back. So I don't know that the Padres lost the trade with the Nationals. They did quite well out of everything that they did, and the steps that kind of went beyond the trade from Washington.
Yeah, I do that trade every day, and I like rooting for James Wood. I think he's a really good kid. Would I love him in left field today? Sure, absolutely. But it doesn't work that way. So not going to cry over spilled milk. Certainly, I don't think the milk's necessarily spilled. That's how trades work sometimes. And good to be on the receiving end of one from time to time as well. But watch it. I honestly didn't think Robert Hassel, based on just what I'd heard about him, I didn't think he was going to be a big league player. First pitch he saw in the big leagues, turned on it, base knock. That's pretty solid.
And he may not ultimately pan out. I'm happy for him that he got to the big leagues.
That's amazing.
You know, was having a good power, still seems to be a question mark for him, like even in the minor
great
leagues.
Here.
He would, but he was hitting for average in AAA, and they had a spot for him.
We had that guy a couple years.
They brought him up, and congratulations to Robert Hassel III.
Bobby Barrels.
Other local baseball news. Not as great news for our local teams. Both SDSU and USD lost yesterday in their conference tournaments.
Bummer.
So they're both into the loser's brackets
and
facing elimination. They need to sweep their way through. USD is the big, you know, they were the number one seed, though, and they lost their opening game to Loyola Marymount. So they got to go the hard road now back through the West Coast Conference tournament to try to get to the NCAAs.
They're capable of it. They've taken the hard road this year. You know,
been in the loser's bracket all season long after their 6-24 start. So here they go again to try to figure it out. And, of course, got soccer this weekend. SDFC going to be hosting the LA Galaxy tomorrow afternoon, and the San Diego Wave play Sunday night. They got a 7 o'clock game on Sunday night as they welcome Jaden Shaw, former teammate in the North Carolina Courage, coming to Snapdragon Stadium. So a big weekend in Mission Valley coming up.
So the game, the Braves-Padres, is tomorrow at what time?
They're both at 1:10.
And then the SDFC plays at 1:45?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
They're always on at the same time.
You have been recently.
I have.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I mean, you get a phone, you get a TV, you can...
That's true.
Figure out a way to kind of watch both of them. I've done it a couple of times. It's not ideal. You'd like to be able to devote all your attention to one,
and then
all
go to
your
next
attention
one.
To the other.
That's
and
right.
move on, but for some reason, they have been coinciting in recent weeks. All right,
let's... Got some good news from our buddy John down the hall. If you missed it earlier, they are doing their service pet for a vet on KSON with John and Tammy. And he just sent us a picture of one of the big checks,
ooh,
those
God,
giant
dang.
Checks. $82,315.
Whoa.
Wow.
Were they at $25,000 2 hours ago when he came on? What was that?
Yeah.
Power radio, guys.
Wow. That was a strong final push. They give Tier 1 some
of the
credit
there.
Tier
1's or something else.
Nice job, everybody.
That was excellent.
About to drop my Venmo in the YouTube chat.
That's almost three service dogs. We're going for one, and they've nearly gotten enough for
that's incredible.
To train three
excellent
service
work.
Animals for veterans suffering from PTSD. That's well done, everybody
yeah,
out
very
there
well
in San
done.
Diego.
That is some good news on a Friday.
Very cool. All right, don't forget, we will not have Pauly next week.
No,
he will
he's
be on
out.
His annual Memorial Day vacation to Las Vegas.
Sounds so bad.
I believe we'll be sitting in here with Adam Klug and Italian Paul.
Who's Frankie? First?
I don't know.
What's the sketch?
I think it's Frank Tuesday, Wednesday. You guys are off Monday.
Yeah.
And then Adam Thursday, Friday.
Hey. He never talks when he's
there. Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
You don't get to see it because you're not here. For some reason, Adam...
He just clams up.
He puts a hoodie on.
He puts
drops
a hoodie on.
Way down
he
below
sits
the,
down.
Yeah, like slouches. Slouch like way lower than that. Like, like you can't see him at all. And he's so low.
He doesn't talk.
And doesn't say a lot. Which he doesn't have to say a lot, but I don't know why he's so far down in his chair.
I've heard him on other shows. He talks plenty. Plenty. I've heard him. What's his problem?
Maybe we're the problem.
Maybe.
We're not, you know, providing scintillating enough conversation for
him. He's lurking in the chat as well.
I know he is.
Yeah. Hey, it's the Klug Report. So, yeah, strap in for some excellent radio next week with Italian Paul and Adam Klug.
All right, we have a Padres ticket still to give away. We'll do that in our next segment. Last chance this week to win tickets to next Tuesday's game against the Miami Marlins, Military Hoodie Day. Your opportunity to call in and win is coming up. And then we'll get our last round of report for 9 days.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm not a fan of this, Paulie. I'm sorry. I got to tell you right now, I'm not a fan of this at all.
When Paulie will wrap up the show for us coming up in our 9:35 segment. Stay tuned for all of it coming up with Benna Woods.
Just breaking news. Vegas is closed.
Oh, we have a break anyways. Benna Woods on 97.3.
Closed
fan.
It. It's closed.
It's closed.
Jeez.
First, though, before we get to traffic, let me tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Last time I'm going to talk about it this week, but I am passionate about their program. It really did work for me. I've tried other weight loss programs. I did actually lose weight on other weight loss programs. Doesn't matter if you lose the weight, if you can't keep it off. It was so different doing a program that involved eating regular foods like chicken and steak and vegetables. I lost the weight, but I've been able to keep it off now almost two entire years. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, and that's not atypical. You can expect to lose up to 10 to 20% of your body weight in those 2 months. That's up to a pound of fat per day. It's a doctor-developed program. It's easy to follow, and you lose weight fast and naturally and safely with no drugs or injections. You don't have to buy any bars or shakes or mixes, and you don't even need to exercise. Just follow the when's. The how much is, and you can lose the weight quickly, just like I did, just like my colleagues Chris and Scraby did in the afternoon, and so many Tier 1s have lost tons of weight, thousands of pounds down here in San Diego, and that's just this year alone. Please take advantage of the spring special. Right now, month of May, you're still getting $200 off. Why not start it now and be a new you before July is even over? Go to SDFatLoss.com. You can schedule a free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season, and we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Sunrise Sunset Smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Wear your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 28th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply. May 28th, that is Friday, Saturday, Wednesday.
Days. Yeah,
Wednesday. It's also May 28th, by the way, is the day, just that I'm thinking about it, that college basketball prospects have to decide whether or not they're staying in the NBA draft or not. Talking about Miles Byrd, San Diego State, who remains, has gone through the combine process, remains there. I saw that ESPN did a new post-combine mock draft.
And he went up.
They have Miles Byrd going in the second round, 43rd overall, to the Utah Jazz. Now, there's only two rounds in the draft, so... You know, the question is that high enough for him to want to come out? Because you don't get a guaranteed contract if you are a second-round pick. They can put you on, like, a two-way G League deal that's not all that much. You can actually make more in college basketball through NIL now and, you know, get more playing time and develop. So, or sometimes they can promise, hey, we're going to take you and we're going to give you an NBA deal. So you're going to be making a few million and you may spend some time in the G League. It's right on. He's right on that borderline of what he should do, and he'll have to make that decision by next Wednesday, one way or another.
Return that's a tough one, man.
To San Diego State or stay in the NBA draft.
That I was reading somebody, I think maybe ESPN. They said, look, if he doesn't come back, the Aztecs still have a pretty strong looking roster, at least on paper, for next year with Reese Waters coming back and some of the transfers that they've got coming in from the transfer portal. But then they said if he does come back, that's a preseason top 25 team automatically. They're going to be the number one favorites in the preseason to win the Mountain West. Like, I don't know, man. I have no idea what he's going to do. He played really well in those two scrimmage games.
He did. I saw a couple of highlights.
I think he said he went 5-for-11 from three and impressed with his defense and his hustle, which we knew. Like, look, offensively, he fell off a bit of a cliff there second half of the season.
He was hurt, though, too. I mean,
but the hustle and the defense was always there.
Always there. The guy gave you every time he was in there, man, he gave you max effort.
Really good shot blocker as well as a small forward type, so... Yeah, I mean, he projects. Is he ready? I mean, it's a tough call for him. Tough.
I still think he needs another year of seasoning, but can he get that in the G League and develop better there?
Don't know. Tough call. This is an interesting story. I thought about putting this in Don't Do This today. Former Major League outfielder Darren Ruff. Remember him?
He was
on the Giants for a few years, so we saw him a bunch against the Padres. His career is over, but now he is suing The Cincinnati Reds. So he was on the Milwaukee Brewers 2 years ago when he was going for a foul pop-up that was right on the side by the railing, and the tarp roller was there, but it wasn't covered. He crashed into it and suffered a career-ending injury. And he filed a lawsuit yesterday in Ohio, charging the Reds with negligence in failing to maintain safe field conditions, specifically citing that tarp roller. He said in a statement, it didn't need to happen. I wish it didn't happen. Players shouldn't have to worry about hidden hazards like that on a major league baseball
field. I think
field.
He's got a case. I really do. I think he could win it.
There's certainly no reason why there shouldn't be some padding. Anything that's on a field like that should at least, at the minimum, whatever protections you can try to take, you should take. Now, nothing's going to be 100% safe. You're playing baseball. There is inherent risk and injury risk involved in playing Major League Baseball. You can't have every guy who suffers a, you know, crashes into a wall, suffers an injury, can't sue Major League Baseball. I mean, time you play the Cubs and someone
Wrigley
jumps
Field.
Into the brick wall in the ivy and gets hurt, should the Cubs be sued for that?
Oof.
I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
I mean, if it wasn't covered up.
It wasn't.
Right. So, I mean, that's negligence.
Should it have been? I mean, did they even think about it? I don't know.
That's the thing.
Ross Capone says the end of the tarp roller was made out of sharp metal and had no protective cushioning or cap. He says he suffered permanent and substantial deformities to his knee.
Mm. Yeah, I think he absolutely has a case.
I think he's got a case. I think that's negligence on their part. You know, like, yeah, Adam says the wall is different than a tarp roller. I agree. I agree 100%. The wall is the wall. That's assumed risk. When I'm playing at Wrigley Field, I know that wall is made out of brick, right? But when I'm going on into foul territory and the tarp is there, there's nothing they can do with the tarp. Tarp's got to be there. But the jagged metal piece is sticking out of it. Who was it? Cincinnati?
It was in Cincinnati. He was playing for Milwaukee on the road at Cincinnati.
Man.
So he's not suing his own team. He's suing another team.
I'm going to sue the San Diego Padres for emotional distress. I think I might have a decent case.
Who was it? That was the dumbest lawsuit ever that they sued for the emotional
Mavericks.
Distress of.
No.
It was Deion Sanders' kid, Shador dropping in the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. My emotional distress.
He's still on it, by the way.
Like $100 million.
And he's
suing the NFL.
He's like not backing down.
Collusion. This was
purpose. He wants full discovery. Like he's requested full discovery from the NFL and. The anonymous sources and all that, it's pretty nuts. But I think Darren Ruff, actually, I think he makes some money out of this.
Interesting. All right, I'm clearing all the phone lines right now because it is time to call in and win Padres tickets. Our last pair this week, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Fifth caller is going to win our last pair for Tuesday night's game against the Miami Marlins. It is Military Hoodie Night. First 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a free Padres Military Hoodie. And for the first time ever, the hoodie going to feature a print similar to the Salute to Service Sunday jerseys. You can get your own tickets at Padres.com/tickets, but you're winning them right now with the call at 833-288-0973. All right, we'll come back. Paulie's got the Rindle report, including some Paul Skeens news.
No, it's not news.
It's not news. Non-Paul Skeens news.
In fact, I'm mad that you even teased it, because I'm mad that we're doing it, but we're going to do it.
But it's your choice. It's your segment. So you can change it if you want to.
I like to make fun of how stupid these stories are. Also, there is a trend going on social media right now that I think it's one of the funnier ones that we've ever seen. I've got some good audio and
Should
video
we institute
for you.
Said trend?
Possibly.
All right. I do not want to institute said trend.
I wonder why.
Coming up next, with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bam. Congratulations to Paul Finks Ryan
who won
the tickets. He's already kind of forgotten the name, but whoever it was,
Friday.
You won him. Congratulations. Yeah, we are. And Paulie's just itching to get on to vacation.
Senioritis,
yeah,
baby.
For sure. I totally understand that.
Padres fans are down bad so hard right now, man. They our chat's blowing up. Hey, should we bring Hunter Renfro in? Who just got DFA'd, I think, by the Kansas City Royals, is that right? Should we bring in Renfro or maybe Chris Taylor? Orlando Arcia was I'm like, guys, there's a reason these cats were DFA'd. I don't know that Hunter Renfro or Chris Taylor, any of those guys, are going to be anything better or different than Jason Hayward. And I understand that
Hunter Renfro is a loser.
Oh, I remember that. Your dad would be very much in favor.
483 OPS currently, 182 batting average, 0 home runs, 4 runs batted in.
Awesome.
Hunter Renfro. Now he's only had 99 at bats. Oh, it's 99 at bats.
It's 99 at bats. No Chris Taylor. No Hunter Renfro. We're good. Yeah, Dominic says maybe John Krupp can
negative 1.5 WAR and 99 at bats. That's hard to do, Hunter. It's almost impressive. You have to be really, really awful to put together a negative 1.5 WAR in less than 100 at bats.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, that is projecting over the course of a full season to like a negative 7.5, negative 9 WAR player. I don't know there's ever been a season near that.
Who's the worst WAR of
lowest,
all time?
The lowest negative WAR season of all time? That's a good question. Lowest WAR season MLB.
I mean, again, that's what losing will do to a
Jerry Royster in 1977, minus 4.05 WAR.
Minus what?
4.05.
And that's the worst.
Well, usually, as in the case with Hunter Renfro, you get to negative 1.5 after the first 100, you're gone. They DFA you. They send you down to the minors. You don't get the opportunity to continue to amass negative WAR for the entire year with 600 at-bats at that level.
Zach said, I'd rather sign Darren Ruff at this point. Suing the Cincinnati Reds. I got a text from our buddy Clark, who works for Mad Friars. He's really, really smart dude. He said, I know you guys were talking about Tirso. Somebody in the chat just brought Tirso up just now. He says, there's a reason he hasn't gotten another look. The batted ball data has been really poor in El Paso. A 1.1% barrel rate, 85.6 mile an hour exit velo, and 31.6% hard friendly environment he plays in is not going to get you recalled. So if you needed an answer as to why Tirso hasn't been given another shot, he's not really producing in hitter friendly El Paso. Probably doesn't translate well to Petco Park. So you're going to have to go outside the organization would be my guess. And it sounds like A.J. Preller is certainly willing to do that. He's never been reluctant to go outside the organization. So there you go.
One quick note before we get to the Rondo report. I was checking AC's newsletter. He finally caught up with Tyler Wade after his position player pitching performance a couple of days
ago. How's he feeling?
He said he's feeling good.
How's the wing?
He said there was only one thing on his mind. Getting into position to catch a line drive.
100%. You can tell.
Back at him. There was nothing else that he was caring about other than being ready to catch one that was rifled back at him at 110 miles an hour.
Which is why those guys throw 47 miles an hour and don't hump it up to 78, because 78 is what those guys hit missiles off of in batting practice. So that's why they all lob it up there.
And it gives you an extra second or so as the ball is traveling to the plate to back up and get your hands
so
up.
Funny to watch.
I just wonder, like, if I could master that, would I be an effective adult league pitcher? I feel like I would if I could master the art of the 47-mile-an-hour floater and just throw it every single time. I think I'd have more success than failure.
You might.
I think I would.
If you can get it over the plate.
Yeah, if you can throw strikes with it.
It would give some guys fits.
Man.
Try it out at fantasy camp.
I will, actually. I will. I don't throw much harder. I don't throw much harder than that now. So, but you see those guys lobbing up. Those guys just have fits trying to hit it sometimes.
All right, we're going to check traffic one last time, and then Paulie with the final round of report of the week next year on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Friday. Happy heading off to vacation Friday, gentlemen.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. My time is coming.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So I'm just wearing it right now because I know I'll dish it right back here in a couple of months. Let's start. There was actually some significant news in college football yesterday. Not surprising based on how things played out last season in the expanded college football playoffs, but the college football playoff committee has approved and will be moving to a straight seeding model starting this upcoming season.
I like it.
And that's going to basically say that the top four seeds, you will get your first round bye. So here's what happened last year. It was really weird where they granted the conference champions all the first round byes. So teams like, take Boise State out of the Mountain West, for example, they earned a top seed and a bye. Arizona State, who won the Pac-12, they were ranked 12th in the country, but they got the number fourth seed. They got the fourth seed after Boise State, who was ranked 9th. They got the third seed, so these lesser teams are getting the benefit of the first round bye, home game, all that. So now it is just going to be a straight up. You got the guaranteed spots in the tournament. You will be one of the top, the 12 teams, but you're not just automatically given that first round bye. That's going to help a team like, I don't know, Notre Dame, maybe. Team that doesn't have a conference. They didn't have a chance no matter what they did.
They were going to be fifth.
They were going to be fifth at best and no chance at a first round bye. That will not happen anymore.
It does make sense. Obviously, this will benefit the SEC and the Big Ten, who is the most likely conferences to both have like multiple top four seeds, and it's going to hurt, you know, the Mountain West and the Big 12, and they won't be getting those beneficial buys. But I'm surprised they had it that way to begin with. Didn't they not realize that that was going to happen the first year, and it wasn't going to be something that people were going to like, that they were going to bump down? Now, it ended up being Ohio State, who didn't get a buy at all, won the whole thing. So apparently a buy is not necessary to win the championship that's already been proven in the first year of the format.
All right. You teased the Paul Skeens story. It's not a story.
What's the big Paul Skeens story?
It's not a story. It's actually, I think, one of the worst parts of fandom right now and being on social media or anything like that. But Bleacher Report, they put out trade proposals for every team for Paul Skeens should the Pittsburgh Pirates decide to move him, which
they're not going to.
So, of course, every team, what would a trade package look like? And for the San Diego Padres, their trade proposal was Padres get right-handed pitcher Paul Skeens. Pittsburgh Pirates get shortstop Leo DeVries, Padres number one. Catcher Ethan Salas, Padres number two. And left-handed pitcher Cash Mayfield, the Padres number three prospects. A 3-for-1, give you, 4 years of Paul Skeens? Let's just go, yes or no? Would you do it?
How does Paul Skeens hit with runners in scoring position?
Can he play left field?
It's
not a rental. I mean, four years.
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
I think
I would.
Probably
do it. Yeah,
I think I would.
I'd probably do it.
Yeah. I mean, I love
the Pirates. Won't. The Ben Chiarelli has already said no chance. It's not happening. Here's now. This I thought was crazy. So I was just looking today. He is scheduled to pitch today for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Paul Skeens Day. If they stay on rotation, he will pitch again on Wednesday, which means he will miss the Padres next weekend.
Holy
when
crap.
They come to Petco Park.
Good
he will
God.
He will be
2 full years.
He will skip all the way over to the following Monday or Tuesday, unless they add another spot in their rotation or push him back a game because they don't play on Thursday. The Padres will once again they will go an entire 2 years. He was on the team every four series, and they will miss him every single time.
Not
in
mad
2 years.
It. Not mad at it.
No, me neither.
I would like to see him pitch, though.
Yeah, that's
it. It's home
pitch?
Series?
Home series next weekend.
It's one of the things.
After
I don't
the Marlins,
face,
it's the Pirates.
For on the road, I would not. I'd just. Oh, we miss him, darn.
I know.
But if it's here, I'm like, oh.
Kind of want to watch it.
That's an automatic, like, I'm going to that game.
Yeah, yeah.
Would
for
love
sure.
to watch that.
Yeah.
But,
no pressure to go 6-0 on a Marlins Pirates homestand, but let's go for it.
Get one. Just get one. Yeah. Get one win before
start
getting
one.
Six.
Well, get one win against Atlanta this weekend at least, and then go for 6 at home next week.
All right. Finally, wrap things up here for the week. There is a trend happening on social media, TikTok, Instagram, wherever, and it. I love it.
I've not seen this.
I've seen a bunch of them. The NFL did one with a player on the Commanders calling some of his teammates. But the trend is you have somebody film you or set up your camera.
Yeah.
You take your other phone or your phone, have them film you while you have your phone out, and you have it on speakerphone, and you call all of your buddies. Call your friends one at a time at night. And wish them good night.
Just say good night, buddy.
And just see how they react. And try to not break character.
Yeah.
It's been phenomenal. This is one here. It's my favorite one so far that I've seen. The friends are so confused. They have no idea why you're calling them. What's going on here? They're like, are you okay? Take a listen.
Yo, what's good, bro? What you got going?
Why was that?
No, I'll just call and tell you good night, bro. Sweet dreams. Hello?
What?
Hello?
Yeah, what do you mean, good night?
I just want I'm about to lay down, bro. I'm about to get in the bed. I just want to call and tell you good night, bro. Sweet dream.
Yeah, why are you telling me good night?
I hope you sleep tight, bro.
Sleep tight.
All right, bro. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, man. Sweet dreams.
Where do you have going? Sweet dreams. What's going on? Are you good?
Yeah, bro. I can't wish that you sleep good tonight, bro.
When the hell have you ever wished it? Why would
I? All right, bro. I'm gonna sleep tight, so I'm gonna holler at you. All right, bro. All right.
Don't call my phone doing this, man. What you mean you gonna sleep tight? Don't. You know what? Where's the red button on this? Hold on.
Where's the red button? He hangs up on him.
It's incredible.
And there's more. There was more to that. They keep going on. I've seen every video that I've seen with this trend. I've stopped and watched them because the reaction is like, is everything okay? Why are you calling me at 10 o'clock at night just to say sweet dreams?
Hey, good night, buddy. Just Ben, Woodsy.
Now, the only problem with these trends is, you know, I don't even know when this one started. I've seen them over the last 4 or 5 days now. Like, once it gets to a certain point,
people know
and they're expecting it. You can't do it anymore.
That's funny as hell, though. That is really, really,
that was actually
and
funny,
like Dominic says, this is the type of trend that's okay. Nobody eating anything weird or damaging anything. There was one I saw recently, this kid, you know, the sound when you send money. The sound that you send money, cash register. It's kind of like the cha-ching, right? So this kid had it on his phone and was walking up to like old men in Walmart and like, "Hey, buddy, how you doing?" The guy's like, "I'm fine. Can I help you?" He's like, "Yeah, I just need to borrow $50." And he hits his phone next to that guy's phone.
Oh my God!
And the sound hits, and the guy thinks he just lost $50.
Of course.
And so the old man's like, "Hey," and he, you know, it would happen to me. I'd be like, "Hey, you son of a." It doesn't work that way, right? Like, it doesn't. You can't just take $50 from your buddy's phone, or we'd be stealing money all the time. But it gets these old guys so domed out, they start chasing them all around Walmart. It's a prank! It's a prank!
Oh, I'm like,
now, see, that's a hurtful prank.
Bit, yes.
This one's
pretty harmless.
It's really good.
That friend was very confused. He was like, why would you call?
Like, and he was confused, and he was mad, and then he's like,
Concerned.
He's like, are you okay?
Now, this is the thing you would do. And we were kind of too young in high school. I didn't have a cell phone. But, Pauly, when you were younger,
did
you ever
have
a girlfriend where you'd fall asleep on the phone with your girlfriend sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. Talk for 6 hours. Can you imagine talking to your wife on the phone for 3 hours? I couldn't imagine talking to my wife on the phone for longer than, I'd say our max convo in the last 10 years has been at the most 7 minutes max.
Seven minutes longer than any of our conversations.
That's true. That is very, very true. I mean, hours. Hey, what are you doing? What are you listening to? Oh, yeah. And you just sit and just talk nonsense for hours and hours. A lot of wasted time.
Well, guys, you've done it. Well, we've made it through the longest stretch of the calendar between federal holidays off.
Oh, good.
It's because between President's Day in the middle of February and Memorial Day is like almost 3.5 months. Then after this, we got, 4th of July, then Labor Day is a couple months after that, then Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas. There's no longer stretch on the calendar. We have to work full 5 day weeks without taking any vacation.
So we did it.
We got through the longest stretch of the year with a Monday off that we don't have to request or anything.
It's we will be Monday off. Out. Enjoy your Memorial Day. Be safe out there. Don't drink and drive. All that good stuff.
I, of course, will be working at Channel 10 on Monday. So.
Of course.
But I'll see you on Tuesday morning.
At least you get to sleep in.
That's true. You do get to sleep in on Monday. Thank you to all the Tier 1s. Good week. Even though the Padres had a bad week, I think you guys... A pretty good week. You're crushing it as always.
Pauly,
we will miss you this weekend.
Have a great vacation.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary to you and the missus.
Thank you very much.
And,
5 years, man.
Five years, buddy. It goes by like that.
It really does.
Yeah. Don't do anything I wouldn't do in Las Vegas.
Enjoy your Memorial Gras.
Yeah, enjoy your Memorial Gras.
As you call it. All right, Braden's coming up next. That is it for us. If you missed our AJ Preller interview, you can catch it on all of our channels. And thus, Gavin Sheets this afternoon on the Gwynn and Chris program for Fryer Friday. For executive producer Paul Reindel and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great holiday weekend from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.